Sunder, after being cancelled last year for the first time in its history due to the pandemic and subsequently postponed earlier this summer as a result of previous restrictions, the 41st Sunder Pro Rodeo returned this past weekend to provide thrills and spills. However, there was no pancake breakfast and parade, which are expected to make a comeback in 2022. Also, the Saturday evening rodeo performances were cancelled, with pre-purchased tickets refunded in advance because of a lack of contestants, due to lingering border closures. But despite all that, the Sunder Rodeo Grounds gates were nevertheless once again swung wide open to welcome enthusiastic rodeo fans of all ages, even setting a Saturday afternoon performance attendance record. "Never in my entire life has there been such a turnout," said Shane Crouch, Sunder Rodeo and Race Association president. "Damn, we've missed you," Crouch told the crowd to cheerful applause ahead of Saturday's main events. Also making a comeback after first appearing at the 40th annual Sunder Pro Rodeo in 2019, were Indian relay races, with several teams from the Extreme Indian Relay Racing Association competing. The relay races involve indigenous contestants who can choose to don a combination of face paint and traditional garments such as moccasins while riding bareback in an adrenaline-packed, heart-pumping three-lap dash around the track. Unlike the typical relay race one might think of, which involves a team of runners taking turns handing off a baton to the next racer until the circuit is complete, an Indian relay race features one rider who must compete against riders from other teams to complete multiple circuits of the track, mounting a fresh steed following each lap. To save every second possible, riders undauntedly dismount from a still-moving horse as they complete a lap, then promptly proceed without skipping a beat to leap onto the next waiting horse. As if that wasn't already enough of a nail-biting challenge, they must also ride bareback, with only reins and a whip at their disposal. According to the association's social media page, Extreme Relay Racing is a newly developed group made up of teams from the Treaty 6 territories in Saskatchewan and Alberta, but is open to all Indian relay race teams throughout Canada and the U.S. as well. Kaylee Shantz, who was crowned Miss Rodeo Sunder 2021, participated in the weekend's events in her capacity as the local rodeo royalty. She acts not only as an ambassador and promoter of the sport, but also the community as a whole. Other traditional items on the itinerary included BS Bingo, the Cowboy Cabaret featuring live musical performances, as well as the Sunday Morning Cowboy Church and a raffle draw for $10,000 and $5,000 that was followed by the championship buckle presentation on Sunday. The beer gardens and a variety of concession stand food trucks were also back, along with a play area called the Family Fun Zone that was set up by volunteers from McDougall Chapel. The accredited Sunder Pro Rodeo is approved by the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, the Women's Professional Rodeo Association, and the Canadian Professional Rodeo Association. Traditionally held the third weekend in June, many of the rodeo's contenders end up competing at the Calgary Stampede, which is also among the stock contractors. The rodeo grounds are hosting another event this coming weekend, with the Canadian Barrel Futurities Big Bang Barrel Race set to take place August 12-15.